Welcome back to another edition, K-State Nation, of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer. This is three up, three down, ahead of Texas here. As I'm sitting here recording this, if you hear anything outside, it is still raining here on this Friday night, folks, November 4th, 2022. And I'm going to combine this with, obviously, tennis. I'm gonna start off with this real quick. Did not do a separate episode on this, but of course, tennis, women's tennis, K-State will be or has been in action down there in Stillwater for at the Greenwood Tennis Center there. It's the Big 12 Fall Invitational there. I believe that will conclude. It's a three-day tournament, Friday through Sunday. So it started today there. Pretty much the Big 12 tournament there. As well, obviously, you're pretty much all of your Big 12 usual opponents there: Baylor, the KUs, the Iowa States, the Oklahoma State, Tech, West Virginia, Iowa State, Baylor. I just named pretty much all of that right there. So K-State there, tennis competing in that. It began earlier today, and it will continue through Sunday there as well. So I want to shout them out here first before, because obviously we're going to have a recap bonus episode postcast on women's women's soccer. Well, that's a wrap. It's been a long week, folks, but finally the weekend is here. As I'm seeing recording this, and we're recording this ahead, 24 hours ahead of the Texas showdown at Bill Snyder Family Stadium, which, thank goodness, hopefully the rain stays away, because it pretty much got it all out of the way today, and it's still going right now. So thankful for that, because hopefully I am not going to do that again, standing in a bunch of rain early this year. I mean, yes, we won a game against Missouri early this year, but standing in that, not once, but twice, very miserable, very miserable. But anyways, I digress there as well. So I wanted to give women's tennis a shout there as well. We will have their three-day recap next week, because we got women's basketball to recap there. Women's volleyball, as I'm recording this, getting ready actually to play Iowa State in Ames here in a little bit. And that's what we're going to postcast on that. These are going to be posted on separate nights as well. We're going to have a lot going into next week. Obviously, the beginning fall campaign is official for men's and women's basketball as well. So definitely, if you're not subscribed already to this K-State podcast, you might want to do that right now. We're coming up to the end of the year. So much going on across K-State Athletics, and we're the only podcast still. We're joined, and I'll have more on this later, hopefully later this weekend, but we're officially going to be joined by the K-State family of podcasts, and I'm going to call it the K-State Podcast Network, folks. That's what I'm going to call it as well. So I just gave all of our podcasts a nickname. More on that on a separate podcast. So I definitely want to give my guy a shout out. Oh, now I'm not talking about my co-host, so stay tuned on that. Three up, three down, heading into Texas real quick. look, Will Howard twinning the right direction, and if he starts this game, which my gut feeling right now as I'm sitting here recording this podcast says that he is going to start. Look, I'm going to say, I'm pretty much repeating what I said last week. Will Howard had a lot of experience against Oklahoma State, right? And this is a much more different quarterback than even the COVID year. COVID year, we saw the struggles, and then, of course, it carried on into last year. Same old Will Howard. But so far, through pretty much a game and a half, if you count TCU, where he had to come in relief for Adrian Martinez, he has looked very good. All of a sudden, he's not afraid to throw the ball down the field. I think that's the tone. That fourth down pass there, Chris Kleiman says, screw it, right? We're going to go for it there down here. And Will Howard threw the ball down the field to find Cade Warner for the first score. And that set the tone of the game. And obviously, the overpass overlooked the main theme of this game was the injuries for both teams. But K-State, again, outplayed them. Well-prepared team. Mike Gundy, never getting shut out. And just everything in between there. So Will Howard is up there, is number one trending right direction. Number two guy here, and I can cross this as a tie here, but I'm going to hand the tie over to Malik Knowles over Cade Warner. Malik Knowles, 200-yard games here. And remember, going back, he's had success against Texas in the past as well. If K-State's going to be successful tomorrow night, they're going to have to, again, find a way to get the ball into Malik's hands here. I don't have the stat sheet in front of me at the moment of this recording, but Malik Knowles, he has really come on here in the middle part of the season. Hopefully, he can close it out here in the second half of the season as well. You still have, counting Texas, four more games left here, and you basically have two at home, two on the road, and then, of course, next week, another primetime match. We already know the time for the Baylor game. We got to go out to Waco, but hey, we have unfinished business here against Texas, and then my guy, Nick Allen, trending up in the right direction. Again, I mean, Nick Allen continues to put in the work, and these linebackers, they're not your super studs. The Austin Moores, the Nick Allens of the world, but they continue to show up week after week after week and to put down tackles. Nick Allen had 10 tackles against TCU, and he put down 8 last week, leading tackle. He's the leading tackle for the second straight game. He's going to have to be up to the task against this running back duo of Roshon Johnson, Bijan Robinson, and another running back of Texas there as well. They're going to have to muscle up if they're going to win this game, because Texas have eaten us up on the ground for the last 2 years. And, of course, I mentioned 6 on the weekly edition of the podcast, which is, oh, by the way, we'll be coming out later on tonight. The longest podcast, I got spoiled this one, the longest podcast to date, folks. So, and yes, it is longer than the special guest ones from over the summer as well. So, yeah, we got me and Oz kind of got lost late in that episode there, but still, a lot of good content there. And by now, it'll be up. Crossover edition, the second crossover of the fall semester of the weekly episodes of Purple Project Podcast, episode 129 there as well. Again, shout out to Jonathan Davis, host of Locked On Longhorns, for joining me. A lot of good stuff there. A lot of good nuggets there, as you get to know, well, if you already know already, but a little bit more inside depth what Texas has been going through up to this point in the year. And hopefully the linebackers will be up to the task. And that's really the key to the game for me there, is slow down, bottle up, find a way to bottle up this running attack for Texas and make Quinn Ewers beat you there. And on the downside, trending down, you know what, since we shut him out, probably the only I'm going to list one, so it's rarity. So it's the only one I'm going to see here is plays. And this is the same thing that me and Alex talked about in the weekly podcast this week, is you have to make these plays. Will Swanson, you have to catch that football. It's 50-50 here, because Will Howard threw it behind him there a little bit, but still, you put the hands on it, and there was like there was not even a defender around you. The closest defender was like 6 yards away from you, and you missed the opportunity there. And he might have scored there. As I watched that play back and forth there. Will Swanson is a third string tight end. or second or third, whatever. You're the backup tight end. You got to catch. No, you're a third string tight end. Yeah, because you had Ben Sinnott and Sammy Wheeler. So never mind, you're third string. You still got to catch that football there. And against this Texas team, which is definitely athletic, more athletic than Oklahoma State. And looking down here, maybe Baylor's been coming on as of late, but I agree with the stats. I'm rolling with the statistics here. Texas is probably going to be one of the better top three defenses that K-State's going to see all year long. You have to make these plays. If Texas gives you that window, you got to cash in, baby. You have to cash in on those, especially in this game. You're at home. You're going to have the home crowd behind you and everything else like that. So it's going to be huge. If whoever's that quarterback, Will Howard, Adrian Martinez, you know, you have to make plays. You know, Deuce is going to make some plays on the ground game. If he gets space, he can make plays. We've seen this over and over again. I don't have to tell you that. Neither the rest of the K-State podcast don't have to tell you that as well. So you have to make plays. When it's there, you have to take it. So that's the only one. That's the only thing that this week, actually. So this is the first time all year that I'm going to lessen that, because that's your dream scenario there. You shut out your opponent, Oklahoma State, 40-0 there, that pretty much nobody saw coming there as well. So I'm not going to look around the Big 12 because when this comes out, the Oklahoma-Baylor game, if I can pull up my tab here, I'm going to screen here real quick for a minute. Da-da-da-da, Big 12, yeah, so the Baylor-Oklahoma game, Baylor on the road, and actually, what? So, yeah, Baylor and Oklahoma actually will be in play when this podcast comes out. So that's the game that we have to circle right there, 2 o'clock. So that will tell us a lot. And this football game right here, Texas, 13-3 in the country, K-State, no, oh my goodness, K-State, 13-3 in the country, sorry, Texas, you're 24th in the country there on that one. Yeah, so Baylor, if they win this game, that's going to still put, no matter the result of this game now. However, if Oklahoma, that's been seen to be coming around now, beats Baylor, and if K-State can knock off Texas and finally beat that 5- or 6-game losing streak tomorrow night, then you're definitely going to sit in a good spot there as well. But K-State, you have to take care of business tomorrow. Somehow, some way, you have to find a way to beat 24th-ranked Texas. That's what you got to do there. And then one game will be already in the books. TCU will host Texas Tech. The 2:30 game, there's the rest of them are actually 2:30 games. So KU hosts 18th-ranked Oklahoma State. Good luck, KU, on that. And, of course, West Virginia, Iowa State, a pair of 35 teams there as well. So that's kind of a quick look. I probably said this already now that I'm talking about these matches. I know I've said this this week on the Pro Project Podcast Daily. If you have not listened to any of the dailies from this week here on the Pro Project Podcast, make sure you subscribe, check it out on the archives, and make sure you download this week's weekly edition, episode 129 of the Purple Project Podcast. It's going to do it on this week's edition of 3 Up, 3 Down, a shortened edition because we blanked the Cowboys last week, ran those jokers out of town. Now, what can we do with these Texas Longhorns who come in 24th rank in the college football playoff? Can we finally get over the hump there, or will Texas still have our number? We'll have to find out and see. I'll be at the stadium as you listen to this later on today as well. So we appreciate it as well. And again, I appreciate you guys' support, whether you're a first-time listener or you've been listening to for a couple of months or since the summer or for a year now since the Purple Project Podcast. Purple Project Podcast is 2.5 years in, folks, to this podcast platform. We appreciate your support as well. We do have a heavy listenership. I have to check. I keep saying that. But I am going to go check those numbers again after this recording here, see where we're at there on that. We are continuing to get a lot of exposure from new podcasts as well. So it's very exciting continue to put out content each and every day, K-State content each and every day, and stay tuned for more bonus content. We also post sat on the weekends. You can call them bonus episodes too, which includes my documentary leading up to the Dallas Marathon, which is really creeping up now, almost to a month now before I get ready to get down in Dallas, folks. But that's going to do it for this edition. Stay tuned for more K-State coverage this weekend, right here on the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, we'll talk to you next time. Go Cats!